We're going to visit with Paul Dees from Greenville, Mississippi. And that's in northwest Mississippi, in the heart of the Delta, as Paul describes it. Paul, I understand that you farm in that part of the country. Tell us about your farming operation.
Yeah, that's correct. This year I'm raising rice, soybeans, and corn. And in the past, I've been a catfish and cotton producer, but have transitioned out of both of those crops.
Well, I understand you've been looking at rice production in that area with the group from Iowa that's there this week. And for a lot of those guys, I'm sure that's a new experience seeing rice. And that's is that a pretty big commodity in that particular part of the country then?
It is. Rice is one of the major crops here in the state, and it's always fun to show folks from another part of the world, how we do things here. And I look forward to them reciprocating when I come up there to visit sometime next month, seeing how things are done in Iowa.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, about the exchange that you have going on with Iowa, talking about the hypoxia situation in the Gulf of Mexico. And of course, you're a lot closer to that than farmers in the Midwest. How serious a situation is that?
It's a real serious situation. I'm glad to be partner with a group from Iowa. You know, like Mark Twain said, we're not everybody can be so fortunate as to live upstream. So it's nice to know that there are folks that are worried about sediment loading and nutrient loading, and as it relates to the Gulf and hypoxia. You know, because as farmers, we want to be good stewards of the land, and that includes water runoff.
What kind of things, anything in particular that you've done in your farming operation to over the past few years to kind of address that situation?
Yeah, to use water efficiently in our rice production system, we've put a lot of our fields on zero grade, which uses markedly less water than a unformed field where you would have contour levees, and even less water than a field that has been formed but still uses straight levees. We've done that to reduce our total amount of water, but we've also planted buffer strips on several areas of our farm to get more water discharged in the local stream.
It sounds like some progress has been made as far as addressing hypoxia?
There's been a lot of progress made on the local level, especially through a local organization we have here called Delta Farm. And FARM's an acronym that stands for Farmers Advocating Resource Management. And Delta Farm has really spearheaded the effort in this area to get farmers to be aware of what practices they're currently doing that are good for the environment to help minimize impact, but also help them realize where they might could improve their management practices some so that they impact the environment even less. So the idea of Delta Farm is, you know, it's working great on a local level, and I know there's some local incentives being done in Iowa as well. And between the two groups, we'll get an exchange of ideas, but we're also hoping to figure out a way to scale things up so that it isn't just the Mississippi Delta and parts of Iowa that are implementing these best management practices, but it's the whole Mississippi River Basin.